the prices of printing. You said the city of Sand Springs built a building for this facility.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Sand Springs was it actually located?
It was 8131 Charles Page Boulevard. As you're going from Tulsa to Sand Springs, it's about a mile or two before you actually get into Sand Springs. And that was on Charles Page Boulevard. At that time, we didn't have the interstate highway. So that was the only way you could get between Tulsa and Sand Springs was Charles Page.
How big a building was it?
The first building was 25,000 square feet. Then we doubled that, made it 50,000. Then we bought another 50,000. So we ended up with 100,000 square feet.
Was there any signage on the building? Did it say S&H Green Stamps?
Well, no, we tried not to do that because you have to realize that that was like printing money. If people got hold of those stamps, they could redeem them for all these things that they wanted in the book. As a matter of fact, you could redeem them for cash if you wanted to. Not many people knew that, but you could. It was like printing money, so I had to take care of the stamps. When I printed them, I had to account for all the paper that I bought and what my spoilage was and how much I used so that they knew I wasn't selling them myself. We numbered every stamp. In addition to the number, there was a watermark we put in it, and then there was a number that was put in ink that would glow under black light. So there was a lot of security involved.
You had never done this before.
No.
So how do you go to school? What's the learning curve on this?
Well, you know, manufacturing in my mind is pretty much manufacturing. I had to learn some new terms. Metal as opposed to paper. That's not too tough. When you're manufacturing, it's all pretty much the same when you get down to it. We had machines. We had to make them run. We had to make them run efficiently.
Those machines, then, where did you get them?
Sperry and Hutchinson hired Allied Graphic Arts to build a plant. Allied Graphic Arts hired consulting firms to design and buy the equipment, and they did a magnificent job, by the way. That's a pretty complicated thing to do, because we did a lot of things with a piece of paper. You know, we started out with raw paper. We had to run it through a tint bath, totally saturate it, then run it through a watermark and pound it a little bit, and then run it through another tent bath, and then an oven at about 750 degrees to dry that paper out. Then at the other end, we had an applicator roll that would put glue on it. And that glue was, of course, liquid. We had it run it through another oven and dry that out. And when it came out the end, it had to stick if you re-moistened it, but not stick if you didn't re-moisten it. And of course, it had to have the right tear strength, because in there we put a lot of pressure on it, and it was wet, so it was a tough one to do.
You must have had other people there who had run, because they were being printed in another location in the United States.
It was not something that we invented. It had been done before, but it was still very complicated, and everything had to work right. After we got the paper ready, then we had to print it. We printed it. Then we numbered every stamp that we printed. Then we perforated around that, and then we slid it either into books or into coils. We had to perforate it. Well, if the paper had any clay binders or anything like that, it would run a perforating device. So it took a long time to figure out what kind of paper we had to have. Of course, people that were doing it already weren't wanting to help us very much.
That was another company out east?
Yes.
And they weren't interested in helping you?
Well, of course not. We were their competition.
But didn't Sperry and Hutchinson keep both of you busy?
They gave us both business, yes. But Eureka Printing was the competition, and of course everything that Sperry and Hutchinson gave us came out of their facilities. They weren't worried about being the only supplier. It was Sperry and Hutchinson that was worried about that. So they really didn't like the idea of us being around. Of course, in the beginning, Sperry and Hutchinson had enough business to keep us all going, particularly before we really got to going well and were efficient. But then later on, we got to where we could print them efficiently and had more capacity than we needed.
So you really were kind of on your own and to figure this thing out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We could go to consultants to a point, but after a few years, we got to where we knew more about those machines than the consultants did. So when we had a problem, we just had to work it out.
The size of the stamp compared to a postage stamp, was it close to what?
Smaller.
A little smaller.
Yeah. It was 7/8 of an inch high and about a half inch wide.